Ken Clark, the Ken Clark Trio, giving us our background tune here on Butte Views and Beyond. Thanks for tuning in. We love the Ken Clark Trio. Butte Views and Beyond is made possible by KZFR supporters like you and by Friends of the Arts, state and local partners of the California Arts Council since 2001. Friends of the Arts has been creating economic opportunities through arts and culture, producing community festivals and events, including Artoberfest, the True North Tour, NorCal Jazz Festival, the Salmon Festival, and more. To learn about Friends of the Arts, visit friendsoftheartsupstate.org. And also by Norton Buffalo Hall and Paradise Performing Arts Center, presenting Joy Will Find a Way on Sunday, November 10th at the Paradise Performing Arts Center. This collaboration of musicians, poets, actors, dancers, and visual artists have created a narrative of campfire remembrance, recovery, and resurgence with two shows, 2 p.m. and 5:30 p.m. Details and tickets at NortonBuffaloHall.com. For more information, you can also call 762-1490. Rafiki, great job, buddy. Just killed it. Very, very nice. Things are rolling here at Pledge Central up on the fourth floor at the Waterman Breslauer building in beautiful downtown Chico. We got the fall colors coming down and the golden light of the evening is taking hold. We've only got $11,651 to go. So, been a nice run. We've got just about 36 hours left. I think we end tomorrow at 10 p.m. So we got some time. We'd love to see your support here for Butte Views and Beyond by calling 895-0131. Got a couple of nice interviews. You know, we are about community support. That's what KZFR is all about. No matter what is happening in the community, we are here for you and the backbone for your entertainment as well. We do a lot of great shows, and I'm going to be sampling some of the artists coming to town here at the Women's Club in the upcoming couple of weeks. Just to give you a little bit of break here during Pledge Drive, and we want to thank everybody that has donated. And easy way to go is the sustaining membership. This is what I've been doing for many, many years. You put it on your Visa or debit card, and it's automatically deducted every month. $10, $15, $20 gets you a nice premium. It becomes a nice donation to the station, and it is really painless. It just gets charged on your credit card, $10 a month. You don't even feel it. So operators are standing by, 895-0131. We've got Daryl Scott coming right around Thanksgiving, so let's check something out from his newest release, and we'll get ready for our first interview here on Butte Views and Beyond.
I walk a crooked road to get where I'm going, to get where I'm going. I must walk a crooked road, and only when I'm looking back I see the straight and narrow. I see the straight and narrow when I walk a crooked road. I sing a lonesome song to anyone who'll listen, to anyone who'll listen. I will sing my lonesome song. And when I hear you singing too, the sorrow sounds hopeful. The sorrow sounds so hopeful when I sing my lonesome song. And a lonesome song will be my true companion when all else has abandoned for singing of their own. And a lonesome song will fill my days with gladness, make joy out of sadness when I sing my lonesome song to you. I love with all my heart. There is no way of stopping. I have no way of stopping. I just love with all my heart. Through the broken and the beautiful, the bad news and the good news, the bad news and the good news is I love with all my heart. And a loving heart will be my true companion when all else has abandoned for loving of their own. And a loving heart will fill my days with gladness, make joy out of sadness when I bring this loving heart to to you. To be a happy man in this life that I am given. In this life that I am given, I long to be a happy man. And when the noise turns to stillness, I see I have the makings. I see I have the makings to be one happy man. And a happy man will be my true companion when all else has abandoned. Happy of their own, and a happy man will fill my days with gladness, make joy out of sadness when I show this happy man. And a happy man will be my true companion when all else has abandoned for happy of their own. And a happy man will fill my days with gladness, make joy out of sadness when I show this happy man to you. I walk a crooked road to get where I'm going. To get where I am going, I must walk a crooked road. And only when I'm looking back, I see the straight and narrow. I see the straight and narrow when I walk a crooked road.
Title track from released by Daryl Scott, and Daryl will be here at the Chico Women's Center. KZFR presents, of course, on November 22nd on a Friday night. Should be a great, great show. I would like to welcome Cameron Kelly, the gallery director at the Chico Arts Center. Welcome to Butte Views and Beyond.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Oh, thank you for taking time today to visit with us here during our fall membership drive. I'm going to give that number one more time for people that might want to get some tickets to see Daryl Scott. 895-0131. And of course, that's the big 530 here in NorCal if you're out of the area. So Cameron, one more weekend of Open Studios.
That's right. We're gearing up for the final weekend of Open Studios Art Tour. It's the 30th year that this annual event has taken place. And it's really something, if you haven't been yet, you really don't want to miss.
Yeah, it's a great event, and it's one that I always really fancy because I love going around to the different seeing different people's workspaces and studios, not just the wonderful work that they're producing, but kind of how they do it and what kind of world do they live in?
Yes, I mean, when you go to an art gallery, you're not getting all of the behind the scenes action and all of that sort of intimate closeness and detail and experience that you have in an artist studio. It's where the magic happens. So when the rare occasion that some of our about 60 of our local artists decide to open their studios to the public, it's a rare occasion to see how the how that artwork is made, what kind of environment creates this kind of work, whether it's in someone's backyard, garage, kitchen table. You know, what is that environment that helps that artist and supports them in their creations? And that's the privilege that we have for Open Studio Art Tour.
Yeah, it's always a fun event. And it kind of takes place throughout the county, correct?
That's right. It happens all over Chico and parts of Oroville. Butte College was open last weekend and gave tours all weekend of the art department and their new makerspace. So, again, it's another rare occasion to explore spaces, creative spaces in Chico that we otherwise wouldn't be privy to.
And this is really a multimedia. It's not just two-dimensional or paint, oils or watercolors. It really encompasses, into fine craft as well, right?
That's right. It's a real spectrum. You have your very traditional painting and drawing and sculpture. We have our longtime members or artists that are members of Chico Art Center that exhibit every year, like Waif Mullins, Richard Balch, Nancy Spinadel. They're really like at the heart of what you would consider landscape and portrait painting. But then we have a whole other array of artists, and especially these new ones to be excited about. For example, Gregory with the Wayward Fox, his background is really, he has a real engineer's mind, and he fabricates in steel. He often makes sculptures for Burning Man, well, every year, in fact, and he fabricates and alters bicycles. So his thinking and his background is really geared towards three-dimensional metalwork. So his shop is really dynamic, it's very exciting, and we're really happy to have him on this tour this year. And then there's also little collective spaces like Sopo Boho is a group of artists that live close to each other. So they're a little, it's like a little mini community that when you go and visit them, you're visiting a little multitude of creative people. They use found objects, they sort of transform things that they find by painting or altering them in some way with collage or sculptural medium. And then another new artist that we have this year is Victoria Davila, and we love her work because she incorporates traditional sculptural methods along with new media. So she uses makerspaces to digitally print the armatures that she builds her birds with. So almost like very similar practice of taxidermy, but with paper. And Victoria's been, you can see her work at the Chico State Anthropology Museum and around town, but we're really happy to have her on tour this year. It's not that often that we get to meet her. We've seen her work, but we don't get to meet her. And then Ana Mercedes Aguirre, she's brand new to Chico, and she has brought with her her obsession, really in the best and healthiest way, an obsession of birdhouses and sort of almost like lighthouse structures that often can live outside. Her sculptures can be indoors, outdoors, but she's obsessed with the structure of a birdhouse and sort of the underlying meaning of that. So when you go to her home and her studio, you are in her world. And so we are really excited to share these creative spaces with you.
Yeah, that sounds really great. And I believe I saw the bird exhibit a couple of years ago, maybe at the Fab Lab. I think she might have had an exhibit.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. And she's made so many developments of Victoria since then, just through that practice, that dedicated practice of developing that particular craft and thinking about, you know, the material that she uses are often pages from books that she collects and finds. And so she's very selective about the, you know, if you look carefully, some of the text usually adds to the story that builds around this character of this bird.
Yeah, it's really, honestly, it's American folk art at its finest, and really taken to another level because of that, like you said, the incorporation. They're pages from books, and the legs of the birds are built with a 3D printer. I mean, it's pretty awesome, man, I'll tell you.
I agree. I'm so glad you enjoy it.
And I actually have a video on my phone when we were there, and the wind kind of blew through, and there was probably 50 of these small birds hanging in this room, and they all kind of started to fly at once, and I was like, oh, I gotta shoot this.
They're very whimsical, they're very thoughtful, they're very carefully crafted, and you can really see the artist's hand at play, and I think that's one of the beauties and pleasures of an open studio art tour, is that there's such variety. You know, every technique is expressed through a different character. You know, the person, their use of material, the way they, you know, it's a language. And as we know, every artist has their own language. So to be able to tour Chico, to be able to not only, like you said, enjoy the artwork, but their studios, their making spaces, their, in some cases, gorgeous homes, yards, their pets. I mean, you really become immersed in their world. And who doesn't like to take a step outside of your own life once in a while and enjoy someone else's?
Yeah, and also it's a great way to purchase art, and the holidays are coming, and I have to say, you know, both my wife and I love to have a lot of art in our home, and especially local things from people that we've met or come to know, and it's different when somebody comes in your house and says, oh, that's an interesting painting or piece, and you say, oh, yeah, you know, that's from Jim. He lives down the street. I went over his house. It's like, what? You didn't just, like, walk in somewhere or buy it on the internet? You know, it creates that connection to the community.
Oh, that's so true. And, you know, this is my third year as gallery director at Chico Art Center, and I'm starting to be invited to and recognize some of the collectors. We have so many art collectors that really focus on local artists, and it is like you're saying, such a joy when you enter someone's home to experience almost the chronicles of one artist's work. If you start to follow an artist and track their development and then even collect their work, then you have this progression, this creative progression of someone's work that not only reflects their environment, but yours, because it's local. And when you're buying artwork that's local, you're not only supporting the artist, perhaps their family, but you're also supporting Chico Art Center. And this is our biggest fundraiser of the year. And it's completely run by volunteers, which, granted, are almost always other artists or artists that are on the tour. So it's really a homegrown event that just keeps on giving, like you said. It's a great way to meet neighbors, to reconnect with people in a different way that perhaps you may previously have known them. And another reinforcing community event.
Yeah, and you know, if you're one of our newer residents down here on the valley floor, it's a great way to explore a little bit more about Chico and really get to know the neighborhoods, which I always like. I always like to just walk as much as I can and get the feel of the neighborhoods, and then all of a sudden you realize, like, wow, there's this really cool art space behind these hedges, and there's this old barn, and these people do this fabulous work. It's it just adds a little more joy to your daily travels.
I'm with you on that, and I would say you may have already noticed that there's these blue, almost like lawn signs, these staked signs that are, you may have seen popping up around town. They're blue signs, and they say Open Studios Art Tour. And if you see that sign this weekend, and you happen to be passing a home that has that sign, you're more than welcome to visit that studio. That means that artist has their studio open for visitors. And it's this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, opening at 10 and closing at 5. And usually most of the artists have tour guide books with them. So if you have a great experience or you're curious to visit more artist studios, then you can purchase a tour guide book directly from the artist that you're currently visiting, or you can pop into one of our venues that are selling them. It's a $12 tour guide book. It gives you a little summary of each artist and an image of their artwork, their studio location, their contact information. It's an excellent reference to have for the entire year. And it's only $12, and it supports Chico Art Center. So, like I said, you can pick them up at Chico Art Center. We open at 10 a.m. Or if you're an early bird, you can stop at the Great Northern Coffee shop that's right in front of us on Orange Street. They open at 6 a.m. So pick up a tour guide book and plan the trip. We have one artwork by each artist in the gallery. So if you want to start your tour there, you can visit Chico Art Center's gallery. You can see a sample of every artist that's on the tour, and that's a great way to mark the calendar, the map that comes with the guidebook. And so that's a great way, if you want to plan your whole day, to make note of the artists that are catching your eye, mark them on your map, and then plan your route. plan your trip and tour, like I said, throughout all over Chico, north, south, middle, right in town, or out on the outskirts.
Yeah, or out into Oroville. Now, that's a great idea. I didn't really think about that. You can kind of sample the whole thing at the Chico Arts Center. Now, are you guys also open on Saturday morning as well?
That's right. We open at 10 a.m. on Saturday. We're open all day until 4 o'clock, and then we'll reopen on Sunday again from 10 until 4 p.m.
And, of course, if you don't know, Great Northern is that railroad car that just happens to be a coffee shop over there on Orange Street.
That's right. I must say, we serve some pretty delicious coffee.
Yeah.
And
no, that's
always welcome.
Yeah, that's a great thing. So you can go over there Saturday morning, grab a coffee, spend 45 minutes strolling through the gallery, marking your map out, and then go hit the trail. What a great, that sounds like a great weekend, and it's going to be gorgeous. And the leaves are changing. It's that really, really special time, which we don't like to talk about here in the North State, because a lot of people will come if they knew how beautiful it was here. So we like to keep it for ourselves for a couple more years.
That's right. And I look forward to seeing you on the tour. I will be out there with you enjoying this beautiful kind of magic time of the year.
Okay, how about a website, Facebook page? You know, people like to do that on their phones. Where should we send them?
Yes, absolutely. You can hop onto our website, chicoartcenter.com. You can find us on Facebook by looking for Chico Art Center, or Open Studio Art Tour has its own Facebook, Open Studio Art Tour Chico. And you can also find us on Instagram under Chico Art Center.
All right. Well, hey, thank you so much and for taking time with us this evening to visit. We are having our fall membership drive. Please support this kind of programming, support the arts, support all the community organizations that we are lucky enough to have working for us here in not just in Butte County, but everywhere we reach. And there's a community out there waiting for you. Thank you so much, Cameron.
Thank you. Thanks very much, and enjoy the weekend.
All righty, you too. We're going to have a little bit of music from another one of our great artists that's coming to town. That's right, Chico favorite, Jonathan Richman, local guy as well. He's going to be coming to the Women's Club on Thursday, November 7th. So how about a little something for Jonathan while you stroll to the phones and ring us up here at 895-0131. Operators are standing by.
on the open grid all night and day.
Oh, yeah.
And there's a jukebox jumping with records in the USA. Here in the USA.
Jonathan Richman coming to the Women's Club on November 7th. And we got tickets out there, Mr. Fuchs, for Jonathan Richman. 895-0131 is the number to call. And I'm sure we'll get it worked out either way. I would like to welcome Joy Gilley, who is a volunteer with the Butte Humane Society. Thanks for taking time to stop in. She's also answering phones. So
yeah, you should all call me.
There you go.
And give a pledge.
That's right.
Just want to say that I'm working in a program called Paws for People with my golden doodle for Butte Humane Society. And we're always looking for new team members. If you have a loving, mellow dog, right now we're going to colleges, schools, and assisted living homes. And we'd love our program to join, program to grow. So you can contact Mandy, or if you just want to be a volunteer, please contact Butte Humane Society. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you. So you do outreach for just comforting people or at nursing homes and those kind of things?
Yeah, Mandy organizes it, and Rachel Agostino is the one who started it.
Uh-huh.
And there's several homes, and now we're spreading into reading with children at libraries.
Oh, wow.
In their own school. And also we go to the college on the first Thursday of the month, and our dogs, the kind of dogs who are interested in doing this, because it really is about the kind of dog.
Sure.
Might be cuddled and pet for 2 to 3 hours solid. And they're just mellow.
Yeah. And they love it, and it gives people a little outreach and lets people relax a little. I mean, there's something very healing about petting a dog, a cat, you know, hamster, whatever. You know, it's all about letting go and giving a little love away.
Yeah, and you're also creating a little social energy in the assisted living homes,
mm-hmm.
just having other adults there and animals there and conversations about dogs.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No, my mom was in a assisted living home in Pennsylvania, and they brought in baby goats one time.
Oh, my goodness.
And I have this great picture of her with a baby goat, and she's kissing the baby goat, and it's so cute.
Aww.
It's really fun. And it's important work. It really is. It's important to reach out to people and let them relax and show a little love and get a little compassion.
Yeah. So also, I think there's a walk this weekend in Bidwell Park and with dogs. And I suggest anybody who has an amazing dog to reach out to do this kind of program I'm doing. And anyone who loves animals, just volunteer for the Humane Society because we need you.
They always need help, that's for sure. And we all know what great work they did during the campfire disaster and all the food and shelter and for all kind of animals. So it's obviously it's always an ongoing thing. But thank you for taking time and coming on. And thank you for coming in and answering phones as well. So
thank you.
You're volunteering on two levels here.
Yay.
All righty.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. This is Butte Views and Beyond. My name's Ray. I'll be here till 7 o'clock. And opening the show for Jonathan Richman is going to be some of our favorite musicians, Sunday Iris, two really sweet, beautiful souls. Dave Elke and Lisa Valentine got this really beautiful band. And let's sample a little bit of their music while you guys think about going to the phones. Or if you're on your computer, go to kzfr.org, hit the donate button. And we'll take care of you there. And I hope you have the KZFR app on your phone. If you don't, I don't know why. It's free, and it works for Androids and iPhones, and it'll take KZFR everywhere you go.
big city to small town. 14 hours on the blacktop, and no signs of slowing down. I get lost in my mind out here, thinking of a girl back home. She ain't wasting no time back there. Someone else gonna keep her warm. Oh, oh. All this driving is driving me crazy. All this driving.
There, Chico Zone, Lisa Valentine, Dave Elke, Sunday Iris. They'll be opening the show on November 7th for none other than Jonathan Richman at the Chico Women's Club, a KZFR benefit. I would like to welcome our next guest to the show, Ken Donnell. How you doing, buddy?
Hello, Ray. I'm doing just fine.
All righty. Hey, thanks for taking time. I know you just got back. You just got back to NorCal here a couple of this morning?
This morning, yes.
And where were you, my friend?
I was in the Dallas-Fort Worth area.
Oh, okay. I hope you missed that that storm they had.
I was where it touched down, but I left an hour before it touched down.
Oh, good for you. Good for you.
Good luck. Yeah, for me.
Yeah. Well, back up in Greenville, up in the hills, you know, KZFR, we reach all over the place. And you are putting together a really special series of concerts to help...
Yeah.
Benefit the Paradise Performing Arts Center and some of our some of the folks that were affected by the fire.
Yes, and rebuilding Norton Buffalo Hall, which was a Paradise music venue that burned up in the fire. So we want to get that rebuilt at some time as well. Smaller than the Paradise Performing Arts Center, or PPAC as we call it, its acronym. But we're trying to benefit both organizations, both of which are nonprofits. both of which are there to help the community. And the fact that PPAC survived the fire is just some kind of miracle. It is, it's for the people listening who haven't been there, it is an amazing performance facility. And to have that still available in Paradise just opens the door for the performing arts to lead the way in the rebuilding of Paradise.
Yeah, and I mean, over the years, you know, I mean, world-class performers, you can go on and on. What I also love about it is you have local dance companies going there. You have graduations. You have the Lineman College in Oroville having their events there. It's a true community space, and KZFR has done a number of concerts up there.
Yes, and but unfortunately, the core audience for PPAC has been scattered to the winds. So slowly they're starting to drift back, but we've just got to pump energy into that that facility and just get it going more so that people can come up there and just have a grand time in Paradise listening to or making beautiful music.
Yeah, yeah. And it's, like you said, that, I mean, it's amazing that it survived intact. It looks great. Everything is up and happening. It's a short drive up the hill. And you've got a bunch of really phenomenal artists coming up.
Oh, it was amazing. All of the musicians performing at the three concerts are doing so for free. Some of these are the most famous musicians in their field, particularly the first show and the second and the third show. First show, which is on the eve of the first anniversary of the fire, Thursday, November 7th. The Banjo Extravaganza, the eighth annual, with Bill Evans leading the way. Top of the rock as far as the bluegrass field of music goes. And an interesting backstory on this, that this same group of musicians, the 7th Annual California Banjo Extravaganza, performed at the Sierra Nevada Pig Room on the eve of the fire last year.
Wow.
So they performed when everything was still normal. And then we woke up the next morning and everything was changed. So now they've returned a year later to perform on the eve of the first anniversary as a benefit for PPAC and rebuilding Norton Buffalo Hall.
That's great. That's really great.
Yeah, and then the second show, we got Big Mo with the Full Moon Band and the Revels, two of the hottest local R&B bands around the area, both Paradise-based bands.
Oh, yeah.
Coming there, just going to rock that place to the rafters. And then the final concert of the series, which is on Sunday, November 24th, the Sunday before Thanksgiving. It's an afternoon concert, 4 to 7 p.m., and that's going to be what we call Recuerdos to Paradise, or Memories of Paradise. And that's going to feature the Los Angeles Guitar Quartet, the most famous classical guitar quartet in the world performing today, along with Adam Del Monte, who is the foremost flamenco guitarist in the world today, and a couple of other really phenomenal classical flamenco guitarists, Berto Boyd and Jack Chimo. So that's just going to be an amazing concert. That was the original concert that we were planning to present back last spring, but the situation was still too much of a disaster zone to pull it off, so we just rescheduled into this period, which is the first anniversary of the campfire, when we have a lot of memories to touch, and we also have a lot of hopes to rekindle.
Yeah, that's a... It's quite an endeavor, and three fabulous. And what I like too is the variety of the different acts you're bringing.
What was that question again?
I said the variety of the different bands you're bringing in. I mean, it's you got a blues and kind of R&B band. You've got a fabulous collection of bluegrass artists coming in, banjo extraordinaires, and then of course a flamenco classical guitar.
I know. We really are covering a range of different music genres, but all of these people wanted to step in and help. All of these people want to perform in this place and help bring life back to Paradise and to Butte County in general. All of Butte County is struggling right at the moment in one form or another. It's been a huge impact. And I'm a little bit out of the fray. I live in Greenville, which is just about 90 miles to the east. We go to Chico all the time. I used to live in Chico back in the 90s. So, and I lived in the part of town where I was involved with the old Toys R Us building. We operated Miracle City as a relief and recovery center right after the fire, which is, it's the work that I did there, and I posted on a blog that Jack Chimo, one of the guitarists performing at Recuerdos, the Paradise, on November 24th, he read the blog, he's lined up all of these other artists. They all volunteer to play for free. Paradise Performing Arts Center is there ready to be used, and I mean, how could I say no? So I just whipped out the credit card, and we're just, you know, we're going to do the show, and it's going to be a phenomenal show, and we're going to have a packed house. And anybody that wants a ticket, I encourage them to get that ticket quickly at www.californiagiftofmusic.org. And anyone who was displaced by the campfire can go to that same website, www.californiagiftofmusic.org. That's all one continuous stream of letters, californiagiftofmusic.org. And any person displaced by the fire can go apply to get a free ticket. So, and we're making an appeal to the world of music fans all across the globe to please buy a ticket online at our website that we will donate to a Paradise Fire refugee. So we hope this, this will both revitalize PPAC, help to revitalize Paradise, and provide a great night of entertainment for people whose lives have just been completely ripped apart.
It's a great idea and plan, and I love the fact that all these people are from, they've never been to Paradise, they don't know anybody that lives there, and they're putting their work into it to help this, to help bring it back and help make it happen and gain this awareness.
Yes, we're really starting to enter. I should say we. I don't live in Paradise, but I'm involved, have been involved in this whole process of trying for the recovery. We're at this critical phase where, you know, the thrill is gone, let's say, if we could use those terms. The energy of the initial recovery is gone. Now we have the long, slow, hard slug to get things happening again. And so we have to come back in with a new round of energy. And what better way to do that with great music? And to give people good, happy reasons to come up to Paradise. And the last time I was up there, I noticed that restaurants are starting to open around the Paradise Performing Arts Center, and life is coming back there.
And it most certainly is.
It's amazing to see this happen, and it's by the force of will of people who are just don't know how to say quit. And and I'm just doing my best to try and follow that philosophy and help as I can with my skills, being in the music industry my whole life and being somewhat of a promoter and having a credit card that can finance this. So, and I'm just hoping that it's all going to be paid back. We're going to make a lot of money for the Paradise Performing Arts Center, and that we're just going to have a, we're going to have a series of events that people remember, will remember for a lifetime.
Yeah, and, you know, it's really true. As the population is going to slowly get back, the cleanup is just about done. I think there's something like 85% done with the lot cleanups and stuff. It looks so much nicer up there, and new businesses are opening, retailers, restaurants, and the like. And it's important for people to do what they can to help support that effort. Go up there to shop, fill up with gas, do some grocery shopping up there, come to the Paradise Performing Arts Center, buy a ticket, have dinner up there as well, help revitalize that and show that support.
Right. And I also want to mention that there's going to be, if somebody hasn't heard, it's going to be a whole series of events in Paradise around the first anniversary of the fire, November 10th. A very good friend of mine, David Zink, who I've worked with on in many projects and who is the president of the organization which own Norton Buffalo Hall. He's hosting an event on November 10th, the Sunday after our event on the previous Thursday. So around the first anniversary of the fire, there's going to be a huge amount of activity in Paradise for people to come to remember, to mourn, to hope, to pray, to do whatever we need to do to celebrate and plan for the rebirth of this beautiful city that it's going to be.
Yeah, and it's easy to be a part of it. Just come to some of these events. Paradise Performing Arts Center has been just a fabulous facility, as well as the Paradise Guild. And I understand you guys are looking at possibly a new location and maybe collaborating with a couple of other organizations as well.
Yes, Norton Buffalo Hall is going to, presently the plan is to re-site it more in what's going to be the new walkable downtown Paradise. And so I'm not a part of that particular planning. My friend David Zink, who I mentioned earlier, is. He keeps me informed regularly. But, yeah, Norton Buffalo Hall is going to be a very important smaller venue, probably 200-300 seats, multi-purpose, and just capable of really serving the new, incredible town of Paradise.
Yeah, great. Well, again, Ken, thank you so much. People want to be interested. Let's give them the dates, the bands, and where to get tickets one more time.
So on Thursday, November 7th, the eve of the fire, will be the 8th Annual California Bluegrass, or the 8th Annual Banjo Extravaganza. That's Thursday, November 7th, the eve of the fire. On Saturday, November 16th, will be Paradise R&B with Big Mo and the Full Moon Band and the Ravels, big dance party all night long. And then on Sunday, November 24th, from 4 to 7 p.m., we'll have Recuerdos to Paradise with classical and flamenco guitar. And $40 for each of those tickets. We encourage people to go up online, please. You know, if you buy a ticket for yourself, buy a ticket for a fire refugee. And most of all, if you have a social media network, please get up on that network and direct as many people to our website and let them know what we're doing, because we need to appeal to the world. Butte County is tapped out. We need to pull resources in from further.
All right. Thank you, Ken. Thanks so much for taking time with us. And get some rest, man. You've been a traveling man today, huh?
Hey, I've been moving around. Thanks very much, Ray.
All righty. Take care, buddy.
Bye.
And we are in our fall membership drive. I've only got about 11 minutes left. We'd love to see those phones light up again. 895-0131 is a number to call. We're flirting with $38,449 right now. So get a couple of calls. Be great. Put it on your, do the EFT program, electronic funds transfer. Become a sustaining member, $10 a month. Get a nice $120 thank you gift. We've got some wonderful things out there for you. And operators are standing by. And 895-0131, Joy Gilly and Natalie will definitely take your calls. And we'll go out with a little bit more music. Let's see. Let's sample another tune from Daryl Scott that's coming to town.
I know that I first loved her with the meeting of the eyes. I did send my mental message on the California skies, and I know that she received it before she turned to gold down that long, wide open road. It was only 2 weeks later in a San Bernardino bar. She was sitting by her lonesome, shining like a northern star. And I asked her for direction. She paused before she spoke. Why down that long, wide open road? Goodbye to friends and family, hello to all our dreams. Traded warm Mojave sunshine for Rocky Mountain snow. We'd gather oak and mesquite to chase away the chill. But a colder one was blowing from deep down in her soul that kept her on that wide open. Thank you. giver, and I looked around for more. While I was looking for forever, she was looking for the door. But her sad eyes were determined on the day she let me go down that long, wide open road. That was oh so many years now. I have other tales to tell. But if you see my southern gypsy, tell her Shakespeare bids her well. Maybe take this song to give her to lighten up her load down that long, wide open.
Daryl Scott from Crooked Road coming to the Chico Women's Club, another great KZFR event that's going to be on November 22nd on a Friday night. 895-0131 is the number of the call. Got just a few minutes left. And Peanut Butter and Jelly Time's coming up, followed by Face the Music. It's going to be another great evening. I want to thank Chico Chai, Farm Star Pizza, Gnarly Deli, Grana, Wood Fired Foods, Has Beans Cafe, Kona's on Nord, Ohm Foods, Tender Loving Coffee and Cafe, and Woodstock's Pizza for keeping us in caffeine and treats throughout the membership drive. We've only got one day left tomorrow, and we need your call right now, 895-0131. Join the party. Come on board. Whatever you can spare tonight, we'll totally take it. If you're online, go to the donate button at kzfr.org and give it a listen. All righty, let's thank a couple of our underwriters. And then we'll go back out with one more Jonathan Richman tune, who's also coming to town here shortly. All righty, Butte Views and Beyond, made possible by you, the KZFR supporter, and by NorCal Ink and Toner, formerly Cartridge World, providing a cost-effective, environmentally friendly alternative to purchasing new printer consumables, specializing in refilling of laser and inkjet cartridges and related products. NorCal Ink and Toner is located at 764 Mangrove in the Safeway Plaza in Chico, and you can reach them by calling 342-3333. We also want to thank the law firm of Peters, Habib, McKenna, Jewel, Rhodes, and Cardoza, LLP, specializing in civil litigation and criminal defense with an emphasis on personal injury and real estate litigation. Serving the community for over 100 years, the law firm of Peters, Habib, McKenna, Jewel Rhodes and Cardoza, LLP, is located at 414 Salem Street in downtown Chico, and their telephone number is 342-5393. All righty. Got another fun tune for you here from Jonathan. We'll get us going here. 895-0131 is the number to call. We have a lot of great tickets and festival events for you to select, and it's easily done. I highly recommend the monthly donations. Sign up for $10 a month, $15, $20 a month. It's deducted automatically from your debit or credit card. It's virtually painless, and you score a really nice thank you gift. And with that, I will also say thank you, and we'll see you next time on Butte Views and Beyond.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Red. the modern world. In Massachusetts when it's late at night. I love the highway when it's cold outside. I got the radio on. I feel like a roadrunner in Massachusetts. On the North Shore now. I drove by the Freedom Mall. By the bank and by the Robert Hall. By the Howard Johnson's in the dark. By the old industrial park. Like the mall in Burlington, with a bank four stories tall. And there by the North Shore Mall, I drove around all alone.